from the U.S., CDC director, very concerned, warnings about coronavirus aren't resonating with American public, by Megan Roos. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, said during a congressional hearing Thursday he's worried the American public is not taking the continued threat of the novel coronavirus seriously. The hearing took place after more than a week of protests swept through the United States in response to the death of George Floyd, a black man who died while in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on May 25th. Though some protesters have worn face coverings in recognition of official health guidelines established during the pandemic, the preventive action was not universal, as photos displayed during the hearing demonstrated. Some individuals in large crowds, such as beachgoers, have also been photographed without masks. We're very concerned that our public health message isn't resonating, CDC Director Robert Redfield said. We continue to try to figure out how to penetrate the message with different groups. A few weeks after the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic, the CDC issued guidelines recommending all Americans wear masks or other forms of face covering while around other people. A face covering was not intended to protect its wearer, Redfield explained, but to protect others nearby. Though, he said, the CDC believed at the start of this year that most people who contracted the virus would be symptomatic. The last few months of data revealed asymptomatic cases were just as common, and virus carriers that didn't have symptoms were much more difficult to identify. If people were asymptomatic or pre-symptomatically infected, if they were wearing a face covering, they would have less ability to transmit to others, Redfield said. That's why we embrace this important public health tool. I will say that we continue to see this as a critical public health tool. While Democratic Representative Roybal Allard of California agreed with Redfield's call to continue wearing face coverings and wondered aloud why President Donald Trump was not adhering to the mask recommendations, a query Redfield did not address. Republican Representative Andy Harris of Maryland pushed back on the issue,